Welcome to SEO Success for Tree Care Companies. This podcast is about SEO, inbound marketing, content creation, and more. I'm your host, Graham Knight. Thanks so much for joining me. Now let's dive right in. Welcome to episode 20. Now, this certainly is a milestone. And if you had asked me at the beginning of the year if I would have 20 episodes of a podcast recorded, I would have thought you were nuts. But here we are. So far, the podcast has been a great success for me personally in so many ways. The simple act of recording episodes has meant taking time to revise topics and make sure that I have my facts correct. It's been a great for personal growth in so many ways. I've had to up my SEO game, learning and improving my existing knowledge. And of course, I write, record, and edit all the episodes myself. There are so many great skills that I've been learning. It's been a privilege to discuss topics that interest me and learn alongside you. I love the 10-minute or 15-minute solo format, although I do hope to bring some interviews into the mix in the near future as well. So in episode 19, I announced I was going to rebrand SEO Success for Small Business Owners and angle it toward the tree care industry. I set myself the goal of building a tree care SEO services business that actually generated revenue, and I gave myself a year to do it. Transforming my SEO services website and podcast were the first things to do. Following this, I'll work on educational YouTube videos and I'll start holding webinars on various topics related to SEO, inbound marketing, websites, and the like. Now, you can tell that there's a whole inbound marketing play at work here. My product is simple. It's SEO services for tree care companies. And I understand that I have to work really hard to be seen as an authority in a target market that is new to me, and I'll have to nail my lead generation strategies as well as my conversion mechanisms. Why am I telling you all of this? Well, because these topics are exactly what this podcast is about, and I want to help you achieve success with your tree care company the same way that I'm trying to achieve success for my SEO company. Now, if you're joining me for the first time here in episode 20, then you've missed 19 episodes that I hope were useful as well as jam-packed full of great information aimed at nudging a small business along in its quest for getting traction on the internet. I'd certainly encourage you to go back and listen to those episodes, but don't worry if it's not something you want to do, because we're going to go over many of these topics again and hopefully in much more human language. In fact, I believe recording the first 19 episodes and then finding focus with the tree care industry will almost certainly create more useful podcast episodes going forward, not just for the tree care companies, but for anyone who wants to focus on improved local search engine results. Now, it's pretty appropriate that today I posted a little infographic onto LinkedIn, which I put together while I was in a meeting that I actually wasn't paying attention to. The infographic was titled Three Reasons Why You Don't Need Search Engine Optimization. And I posted it because, well, SEO is not relevant to every business. Here were my three reasons why you may not want to invest in SEO. Number one, your target market does not use search engines. So maybe you have a tree care business that's in a small town and everybody knows you, or perhaps your target demographic just isn't Google savvy and wouldn't search for your business. Number two, you have all the business you want. If you're getting business via other channels, maybe word of mouth or referrals, and you have enough business, then perhaps you don't need to invest in SEO. And number three, you need results fast, because the truth is that SEO takes time and it's best driven when an SEO services provider partners with a tree care company for long-term growth and a long-term growth strategy. If you need results now, then paid ads or cold calling, joint ventures and other funnel-filling activities might be a good way to go. The point I'm trying to make is that this podcast might not be for everyone. I think you'll really find value in it if you consider your website, search engine traffic, and the internet to be valuable platforms for you to grow your business on. But if you're happy with the status quo and don't want to grow your business substantially, then you should probably carry on and do what's working for you now. It's pretty interesting to look back at the previous episodes and see what topics were most popular. Keyword placement for better SEO was the most downloaded, and that shows me that getting content to rank in Google is important to a business. Likewise, fundamentals of SEO keywords was substantially downloaded, and that tells me that you want to find topics to write about in order to be found in Google. Another that was high on the download list was how to create SEO-enabled websites, and I'm learning what is important to you and what isn't. And episodes going forward will certainly hit these common pain points. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. It's somewhat of another introduction to what I'm thinking a podcast should be about and where it will go. And I'd love it if you drop me a line at TreeCare SEO Services, and I'll leave the email address in the show notes to let me know what topics you'd like me to discuss, or if you just want to chat about SEO and what opportunities might be available to your business. So I'm very much looking forward to the next episode when we'll start diving into SEO and inbound marketing for tree care companies. Thank you for listening to SEO Success for Tree Care Companies. If you need help with your SEO, then find me at www.treecareseoservices.com.